Okay.
Is it Caddy? It's Kitty Corner.
Caddy Corner.
Caddy Corner.
Yeah, it's Caddy.
I thought it was Kitty Corner.
That's where you go on timeout.
Meow. I'm being a bee, a kid.
Yeah. What if you're being catty?
Yeah. Oh.
Then you get a whooping.
Actually, I think it's called Caddy Corner because you are being catty.
Exactly.
And you're correcting people for no reason.
Yeah.
Because stop being such a catty bitch.
Yeah. You're going to the catty corner.
Or you're going to the catty corner.
No one puts catty in the corner.
Everybody on Sex and the City is in the catty corner all day long.
I'm so tired talking about that fucking shit.
Oh my gosh.
I just had a fucking entire shift yesterday with one of my coworkers talking about that. I'm so fucking tired.
Sex in the City?
I hate it!
It's still a thing?
You know what's weird?
Yeah,
it's sex.
Brenda fucking loves it.
It's Sex and the City, but whenever I say it out loud, I always say Sex in the City.
Yeah, Sex in the City.
It's Sex in the City.
It's a Mandela effect.
It's sex and also there's a city here.
It's actually an example of, it's one of the prime examples for the Mandela effect. Everyone remembers it as A, but it's actually B.
Right.
The Berenstain Bears.
The Berenstain Bears.
Yeah, but it's actually Stain.
Stain? No, that's a Berenstain's a Jewish name.
No, I know. But
I thought it was Berenstain.
Yeah, I know.
Stein's.
That's what everybody remembers it as, but if you go back and get one of the books, it's actually the Berenstain Bears. It's Stain.
So you're just making stains everywhere?
Yeah. That was their name. They were the Berenstains. Those were the...
Yeah. Bear with us. We're gonna make some stains.
Yeah, pretty much.
Their origin is because they would shit themselves and blame it on bears.
Berenstains, yeah.
But that's
so they're not related to the
Berenstain Bears.
Well, no, not related to the the Charmin Bears that poop in the woods all the time.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Those are not the Berenstain Bears.
Did you ever realize what that bit is?
Bears don't shit in the woods.
Does a bear shit in the woods? It took me so long to get that premise that I was like...
I got it, and I didn't care because I just think it's fucking dumb.
I think I was, like, too old to care.
Well,
but I was like, it's really clever, like, that is a joke where you say, does a bear shit in the woods? It's not crap.
No, that was, like, the dumb kid in the fucking office when they were talking about it. Like, that's a clever idea. And they were like, well, I guess just go with it.
I feel like it's dumb
marketing.
It's Charmin, right?
Yeah.
I feel like if Charmin... If Shoshana Charmin played with the idea of, like, this is a joke, like, this is why we're doing this, I'd be, like, all in, dude. Like, Kmart. Remember when the I Just Shit My Pants one commercial came out? Do you remember
that one?
When was
the last time you even saw Kmart?
Okay, so back in... There was, like, a couple years ago...
I did a tractor race in a Kmart once.
I'm trying to think what I said.
Okay.
That was the most redneck sentence I've heard ever.
Oh, man, I want to fucking hear that so bad, but I want to finish what I was talking about. So there was a Kmart commercial, and they were like, we could ship anything.
Mm.
And the joke was like, I just shit my pants, but it sounds like I just shit my pants.
Oh.
And they played with it, and they played with it so good. It's like,
I seven up yours.
There was an old man in bed, he was like, I just shit my bed. And it was, like, the funniest commercial I've ever seen. All right, so anyways, Cody.
Tractor
race. Go.
So.
All about it.
When I was younger, when I was a little guy, my step-grandpa, who's, like, this kind of, like, really intimidating Italian mafioso guy, definitely in the mafia, but he was. He air-quoted at his brother's funeral. Which was weird. When they talked about his family, he did air quotes.
It could be anything.
He said he air quoted when he said his uncles were contractors.
Oh.
And they always had shovels in the trunk.
Yeah. And they lived in Chicago.
So, he is a very scary guy. But he, there was literally one time only, he ever took me and my brothers out to go do something. He doesn't even speak to me now.
Mm-hmm.
But he took us to Kmart because they had this, like, tractor race thing. It was weird. It was, like, a John Deere, like, tractor, like, event.
Sure.
And they let the kids fucking, like, get on these little, like, John Deere, like, tractor mower things and race.
Did you win?
Yeah.
No, I think my brother won.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's in your bloodline.
In the family.
Yeah, my stepbrother.
Winner's blood.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well,
got the name.
Yeah. No, his last name's Martinez. Shit!
We should have been striking gold.
Did you medal? How about that? Silver,
I think they
bronze?
Had medals. I think it was just like a...
Did you
slap on the butt in a good game and go into Kmart?
I think he was trying to avoid the subject. He got last.
Yeah. I probably did. Yeah, I don't know. I was like...
You're being really, like, careful.
I probably did lose. I don't know. I was like,
you're more careful about what your placement was than admitting that your uncle was in the mafia.
Yeah, I remembered every place I've ever been in. And if I never say, like, yeah, I didn't place, that was last.
Yeah, he's like, my uncle's a mobster. Yeah. What place did you get? Yeah, we don't need to talk about it.
Yeah, we don't, no. I remember everything about this day, except for what place I was in. You're last, asshole.
Honestly, it probably could have just been me and my brother racing, and he beat me, so there.
Well, that's last.
Yeah. I saw
if you ain't first,
I like
if you ain't first, you're last.
Well, technically, I was second.
No silver medals, dude. No.
You win or lose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pass or fail.
So, also called life.
Yeah.
Everything was me losing to my brother when I was little. So.
What do you guys? It's New Year's Eve. What are you guys doing?
Happy New Year's.
Doing this.
Yeah, doing this for New Year's. Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah.
Till midnight.
Well, I mean, we all work.
We'll do a little countdown.
We all work retail.
What's that song called? It's like old Sang Ling or something like that. The song that we always sing on New Year's.
Can we play that?
We always sing.
We have to pay
Jet Black New Year.
Oh, we always, by Thursday.
Yeah, we're not playing that, though.
Every year, Jet Black New Year.
We're not playing. We're not playing.
Yeah, by Thursday.
Oh, Canada Days. New Year's Day, here it comes. That's the
I thought you were singing Old Canada.
No, that's like Old Canada.
It's not. It's royalty free.
No, you started it out as Old Canada. But
it's like Auld Lang Syne or something like that. It's
that's
like
why just, I said it.
Yeah, Auld Lang Syne. It's an Irish song that everybody sings on New Year's.
In Ireland, probably.
Well, no, here too. Like, they sing it in, like, the... I remember...
This guy lived in New York.
In Paddy's Pub.
Remember in, like, Forrest Gump, where he celebrates New Year's with Lieutenant Dan in that one bar?
Nope.
They sing that song in that one bar.
I do.
Okay. You remember that?
Yeah, I haven't seen
Forrest Gump in a very long time.
You ain't got no legs. Yeah.
I know.
I must have had, like, 15 Dr. Peppers.
Magic legs.
Magic shoes. I love that movie.
It's good. It's
so
good.
Much.
It's so,
oh my
charming.
God.
So
it,
charming.
It is. Yeah. I just kept running.
I use that for fucking everything.
anything.
So great. Dude, okay.
I had an associate once named Jenny, and I just said Jenny.
Jenny. I never had the name of a book before, so I thought of the prettiest name I could think of. Jenny.
You went, from like Forrest Gump to your like AJ British voice.
Oh.
No, because, like, AJ has, like, the best accents we've ever heard on this show. But, like, your
on
Forrest
this
Gump...
show?
Or whatever, on this podcast. But your Forrest Gump, dog shit, dude. Like, you could do better. You could do so much better.
I think
it's more of, like, a constructive criticism.
No, because I think your accent, accent is, like, to go Cockney.
Yeah, I just, like, that's immediately where I go, and then I diverge.
But AJ's accent, man. AJ accent, man.
But one thing I was going to tell you guys, because I know AJ already pulled out his notes before you guys get into it. So, I had this thing I wanted to bring up earlier. It was a little talking point, which was, like, conspiracy related. CJ, you said you had something, too. But
Yeah.
Sorry, so, I was watching
this. Dive into it.
Okay. I was watching this YouTube video. It was, like, about cursed books.
Okay.
Ones you should never, like, even own or even have in your house. And
Necronomicon?
One of those is the Necronomicon. And, it's fine. So it's the Necronomicon, which is, like, super popular. It's used in freaking Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Can you get that on, like, Amazon?
Probably. You can get a rendering of it.
Yeah, but it doesn't, the eye doesn't open up and...
No. But that's not even the original. That's just for Evil
Dead. I thought you were telling me that there is such thing as literally, like, the Necronomicon.
There is.
Okay.
There's an actual...
I don't think the Necronomicon has an eye on it. That's the one from Hocus Pocus. The one
the Necronomicon
has an eye on it.
Yes. Necronomicon in Evil Dead has like a mouth.
But
that's just for the Evil Dead. There is an actual Necronomicon, and really it's just a deep dive into like Lovecraft's lore.
H.P. Lovecraft.
Yeah, H.P. Lovecraft.
Which is what I have. I actually do have
He invented.
Oh, I do too.
He invented.
I got it from Costco.
Cthulhu.
Yeah.
Cthulhu.
And a lot of the Necronomicon is about Cthulhu.
Cthulhu.
Cockatoo.
But that's basically what the Necronomicon is. Like, it's really... It takes all of, like, Lovecraft's entire world and just runs with it as if it was, like, scripture.
Oh.
And it's, like, how to summon Cthulhu and how to do all these things. And blah, blah, blah. But the little... So this picture that they brought up on the YouTube video was, like, the cover of the actual Necronomicon, the one that was, like, made, and no one knows who made it. Like, it's just, like, there. And the symbol that's on the front, it's a combination of a bunch of different, like, glyphs, but it looked, at the time, really creepily similar to the Quicksilver logo.
The surf brand?
Yeah.
Where it's, like, a pyramid with a wave over it?
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck? And so I literally thumbnailed it. I was like, dude, right. We're talking about this. And then when you guys got here, I was looking up and I was like, oh, that's just not right.
Well, I just picture this dude like surfing over the Illuminati. Like, don't mind that bullshit. Dude, I'm getting some tasty waves.
I'll just show you the video later because, like, I swear to God, it came up on the screen and I was like, what? Yeah. And I really wanted to, like, do a whole topic on it.
Oh, quick, man. Is that you?
Yeah. But
quick, yeah. Is that you?
That was my
quick buddy.
My potential topic that floundered.
So I've got one. Sorry, before you, AJ, before you do it, I'm just gonna. Oh god, I'm so sorry. So I have a lot of little conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
About ones? Yeah, well, just things like that I talk about with Cody a lot. Actually,
okay. Not me. Okay.
I'm sorry. But, like, I talk about the antiperspirant conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was going anti-Semitic. Right?
So, no. So, I have this, like, conspiracy theory against antiperspirant companies, like Degree and Gillette.
About Old Spice?
Oh, don't say any names.
No, well, Old Spice is different because they just make deodorant. It's not, well, I think they make
antiperspirant.
As soon as I switched from antiperspirant to just straight up speed stick, like deodorant, I stopped getting pit stains.
You're going with this. Okay.
All right, so I stopped getting pit stains immediately. Yeah. I stopped sweating. Like, because the antiperspirant, like, made me sweat more. Yeah.
It was like adding a layer, which was
because it made me warmer. Yeah. But like the speed stick just dried. Like I'd have a little spot, but it would dry eventually. But anyway, so there's another one which is like girls' jeans are made without pockets, so they'd buy more purses.
Mm.
So that's another little conspiracy theory.
I believe that.
So like they purposely make girls' jeans without pockets, so girls buy purses. So I had this one today, and I have a bone to pick with a particular candy company.
Are we going to name it?
You can rhyme it.
It's Snickers. Oh, I'll say it. No, Smuckers. I'll say it. No, Snickers. Big Snickers.
Okay.
I was just hunting for Snickers in your candy bin. Right. Not a single Snickers in there, and I was really sad. I thought it was
going to
be like
fine. You ate them all.
Snickers is like my favorite candy bar. It's not my favorite like candy. It's my favorite like functional candy.
Candy bar, yeah.
But
like
no,
if
but
you
it's
got a
got
fun
like,
pack. You need all the Snickers.
No, but it's like it's got like protein or whatever. Like Snickers are like my protein bar, basically in the morning. Like I love Snickers.
Some people
eat.
It's got peanuts. It's got nuts.
Yeah,
it's got chocolate.
It's got all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Some people eat Cliff Bars.
I
eat a Snickers.
No, I love Snickers.
Okay.
And okay, so this is what happened to me today. All right. Mm. So I ate a Snickers bar on the way to work. So I was driving to work and I was eating a Snickers bar.
In typical CJ fashion.
I was listening to like my favorite podcast and I was just like jamming in my car, like up and down. You know, like just.
Well, at least give them a drop.
Eating Snickers, like, man, favorite podcast, And I was having a
podcast.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to name drop. Oh, my brother and me.
Oh, yeah, give him a free ad.
Fine. All right, fine.
Yeah. You'll blast Snickers.
The McElroy brothers, thank you so much for making me laugh every time I listen to. I really appreciate it. So, 5 hours later, I go on lunch, and I go to my car to pick up just a bottle of water that I had in, like, my seat, so I can, in my cup holder, I can grab it, and I look down, and there's this, like, brown stain on the driver's seat, just, like, a brown patch,
okay,
and I'm like, all right, interesting, how'd that brown stain get there, and then I reach down to feel my ass, and I wipe up, and I just wipe off this brown candy shit off the back of my fucking jeans, and I feel it on my leg, and it's just like wet chocolate that I've had on my pants for 5 hours, and nobody said anything
nobody
to
said,
me.
None of your coworkers said anything?
So,
oh my God.
It was on there the whole fucking day.
Wait, why were you sitting on it?
So one of the flakes from the Snickers, one of those candy flakes popped off the Snickers, fell under my leg, and just found a new home on my ass.
What were you doing?
And
you ate it, and like the, you know how Snickers are like two parts now?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's what
like,
I was doing.
It sounds like the bottom part fell
no,
off.
No, it was just, it was a single flake, because when
you
eat a Snickers. You're
driving to work with a Snickers, just like.
That's exactly what I was doing. I was partying as hard as you were.
And dropped the other half. It's like, wow, I really ate this Snickers super fast, like half the time.
But it didn't look like I shit my pants. It looked like I shit on my pants. Like, I took off my pants. and just dropped like one nug, like
one, had no toilet paper.
One little like
one
a
dingleberry,
like a rabbit poop, like one little rabbit poop, and then just put my pants on, like just put them back on like normal. And so I'm really mad at Snickers for making it so fucking flaky and just like why would they make like a shard of Snickers pop off that easily, and like a homing beacon like
whipping
my leg and like make it all weird.
Is that your conspiracy?
No, just fuck Snickers. Just fuck you, Snickers.
Okay.
Like, keep your chocolate together so I don't look like a fucking animal.
Well, also, I mean, shame on your coworkers.
For not telling.
Yeah.
Or maybe honestly, they just have a lot of respect for you.
No, if CJ walked in, together and he walked into the store, I'd be like, you poop.
That's because Cody has respect for me. Yeah. That's why. You respect me knowing I'm smart enough not to shit my pants. Not to shit on my pants.
So here's the real question.
Yeah.
What are these pants?
The same pants.
Let me see your pants.
People look. Oh, I don't know. Can you see it?
They look good.
It was like, I washed it with water, though.
Well, that's good.
But here's where it was. It was right under my cheek, like right there.
At least
like
you can wash it with Snickers.
Right under the bottom of my
probably with more chocolate.
Because I was going to say, your pants look really clean. So I thought you bought new pants.
So today was awful.
That's a bad way to start. I hate when I've done it before where I've like taken lunch or like I would pick up fast food or something like Taco Bell or like McDonald's. And I like to wear white shirts. Also hate to wear white shirts.
Love wearing white shirts, but can't make it 2 hours into the day.
Yeah, I don't even eat spaghetti a day, but at the end of the day, I have spaghetti on my white shirt.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've been driving and being like really careful because I'm like notably like I'm wearing a white shirt eating Taco Bell or something like that, and I don't want like to spill anything. I don't want to spill ketchup or anything like that. And every time I do that, the beginning of knowing like today's gonna suck.
Right. Well, white shirts are the coolest. Like, James Dean, bud.
I'm
like,
wearing one
fucking
right
cool.
Now. There was that time where I was wearing a white shirt. It was like on the black part of the print.
Oh, that's good though. Yeah,
I was on my way to a work event once with like my travel cup for coffee, which is like fucking tightly sealed. Mm. I was like just drinking my coffee. I got from the door to my car.
Coffee.
And I was
done.
Like, I have to go back.
There's these, you know those like the Frappuccino bottles, like the Starbucks Frappuccino bottles?
Yeah.
Like the glass bottles?
Oh, they're fucking
do you know,
awful.
The fucking tops to those?
Yeah.
Never screw
they
on.
They don't line up.
Yeah. Like, once unscrewed, they never line back
up.
Yeah,
it's like one of those ones where, like, you keep twisting it. If you're like, oh, I want this really tight.
Yeah.
If you tighten it,
it goes too much.
It just keeps going,
It makes a pop, and then you're like, great.
They give
the lid.
They give the lid to one guy and the cup to another, and like, both of you thread it.
It de-threads it every time you open it. It's like, yeah, I'm not going to work again. It always drips out the sides like a fucking piece of shit.
Fun fact about me, because of that when I drink those, I drink them at once.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so
chug.
I just chug the whole
thing. No, that's the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
Because I know it's going to make me, like, insane, but, like, that's the only way to do it. And then, but also, I don't have shit anything throughout the day. Just shit once.
That's true.
That thing does give
me
everything
makes me shit, so.
Well.
Yeah.
So the reason why I asked you guys...
We'll edit that in post. No, it's all staying in.
Yeah, all right, AJ, hit us. Jokes and all. All
right, thanks for letting us rant, bud.
No, you're good. No, it's fine. This one was a little bit difficult. I thought it would be appropriate for the time. I had two, but then I decided on this one.
So these are New Year's related?
It is technically date-ish related.
Okay.
Mm.
So it is...
So New Year's related.
Yeah, in a way. So, like, as we can say, it's going to be 2019, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boy,
that's a big one.
Yeah. We're almost there.
Yeehaw.
So this has to do with... No, it's not. Actually, next year is going to be 1721.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
So this is called the Phantom...
I thought I offended you for a second. No. I was like, what? You're like, it's not yeehaw. And I was like, oh.
In the 18th... And we're supposed to be in the 18th century... This is called the Phantom Time Hypothesis.
Mm-hmm.
Hypothesis.
I've never heard of this. You thought I heard of this?
No,
yeah,
the other one
I
thought you heard of. Do you want me to tell you what the other one is?
No, same.
Okay.
Same. Let's do this one.
You probably heard of the other one, and I had to...
This sounds fun, bud.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, so like this is something I came across. Fun fact today, I was at the DMV, and I was really, obviously, bored. So I thought of, like, I tried to think, like, of something that was, like, New Year's related or anything. And it's the only thing I can come up with. But it was actually, like, I dove into it. And it was really interesting. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I want to bring this in. It has a lot of, like, facts into it. But it has to do with one guy. And his name is Herbert Illig.
Hmm.
Obviously.
He's a Muppet.
Yes.
Herbert Illig.
He's a Muppet.
Grover is his assistant.
Herbert?
Herbert, pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Let's say Herbert.
Let's say Herbert. Herbert. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's H-E-R-I-B-E-R-T. Yeah.
Herbert.
Well, we're on, like, well, like, what's the movie with Herbie? It's a Herbie movie.
Herbie.
Oh, just Herbie?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Lindsay
Herbie Fully Loaded with Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan, yeah. Okay, so...
Which is a remake.
Can you do me a favor and just put this in Lindsay Lohan terms for me? And then we can move
so,
on.
So, okay, let's just call him Herb.
Herbie.
Yeah. You have to name him Ali B. in my
Herbie Herbs. Herbie.
Still
Herbie. He is the creator of this hypothesis. Mm-hmm. Okay. But he is a German historian. This is where he gets his...
So he's a legitimate, like, validated history.
Yeah, so like what he got, what the reason why he came up with these things is because of his research that he was doing while being a historian and like going through all these things. It was, the hypothesis was developed in 1986, but he didn't propose it until 1991. So he did take time to like think about it, do all the research, because he found something in 1986, and we'll get to that in a little bit.
So he took the time to find out whether or not he was
doing because something struck him, and then he was like, well, maybe we should look more into this.
Okay.
And through that, he found, like, research.
So, kind of like his, like, what's that? Like, the like a thesis kind of thing? Like, when you're...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, okay.
So, what was happening in 1986 was... well, how we can talk this is pretty much what it was is the Gregorian calendar, which is, like, what we fall under right now, is pretty much a lie. This is due to the fact of, like, back in, like, around 1000 AD.
Okay.
We were going over, like, lunar-type calendars, like, doing, it's, like, the Caesarian, which is, like, not Caesarian, or Caesarian or something, which was the, I believe it was Julius Caesar, was doing the calendar based on lunars, because we weren't, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, right? We were, we counted the sun where it went.
Basically, basically but, seasonal.
But we're not a
moons and sun passing.
Yeah, but we're not a perfect circle in rotation.
We're
like it changes, and that's why we have different seasons and things like that.
So you see the transition from that calendar to this one was wrong.
Yes. So like, so to do the mathematical, when we transferred over to the Gregorian calendar, which is what we use now, it was 10.8 minutes like off every day.
Well, that adds up. Dude.
So it adds
that
up.
Adds up.
Yeah, so it adds up to like, we are actually in every year, we're 10 days shorter, which equals to up to, at this time in 1991, 380 years was missing.
Well, not missing, but just miscalculated.
Yes, but so...
We still lived it.
Yes, but the thing is, what happens is that when, why did those... Like, what happened in those 300 years, then, that we don't have any evidence of? Because when the Gregorian calendar...
Missing 300 years.
I'm not following you.
Well, no, so, okay, because that's what it's kind of breaks down.
It gets a little complicated. So, like, this is what we've followed for a very long time. But during around, like, 1000 AD, we decided to switch to the Gregorian calendar because it's more mathematical, where we have 365 days a year and things like that. It's equated to these sort of things. So why did we do that?
Well, every year passes no matter what.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So why? Because their system is different doesn't mean our system is behind.
Yeah. It's just a different
It's a different speed. So we'd still be here no matter what.
Yeah.
But things that are documented in these times.
So are you saying then... Okay, so
300
say,
years that are missing,
so let's say... We'll just... What you're saying, we'll use 1000 AD.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're saying all of a sudden it went from documenting went from 1080 to 1350 AD?
Yeah, so pretty much that is where the Middle Ages would be set.
So, but was it a miscalculation or missing years?
It was because we transferred to the Gregorian calendar that it mathematically the math changed.
But why does he think that 350 years are gone?
Yeah, but that's just an error. That's just a calculation error.
But that's also just
because the Catholic Church. This is what I'm getting at.
Oh,
okay. We're going okay.
So, this is...
Fuck
him!
Because I'm like, at this point, I'm like, dude, it's just you. I could fucking say it's the year 3000 right now. It doesn't change anything.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, because we'd still be where...
So it gets... It unravels even more and more.
Okay, sorry, AJ.
It sounds crazy, and it sounds...
We're punching you while you're down.
But he's crazy. We have to remember, he is also a historian, so he's seen documents.
Gotcha.
He's gone through historians.
Got it.
Things like... So in 1000 AD, dating systems changed through three rulers. So it changed all the time. So like AD 614 and AD 911 pretty much never happened.
911.
Yeah, never happened is what his hypothesis is. This is due to the fact that Pope Sylvester II, Holy Roman Otto III, and the Byzantine,
yeah.
changed it. and this is a true fact that they changed it because Otto III wanted, he ruled from like a certain time period, but he wanted it to be on like a millennia thing. Mm. It was like a weird thing. So the Catholic Church and the popes and stuff just went, cool. So they changed documents, altered them purposefully to make him seem like he ruled for longer.
Okay.
So like it sounded cooler, pretty much.
Okay.
So that's a fact that they did do this.
Still on what we were saying, though, like that's just numbers, though.
Yes, but that is truthful fact that they are lying. They easily lie about documents just because
you're just,
pretty much that guy was like, hey, can we do that?
You're just setting that groundwork.
So they were just yeah, sure. Like,
he was like, it sounds cooler if I rolled from X to Y.
Yeah.
Even though like, this isn't...
20, even though that's not real.
20 to 30 sounds cooler than 20 to 24.
Yeah, so all the documents that we go through like the Catholic Church and through that we've researched and like for historians and things like that, we actually find those things as accurate. So there, right there is proof that like they're totally cool with just like writing whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Reason for this is back in the day, there was a flurry of... illiteracy was all over. So people didn't know how to read clocks. They didn't know how to read time. They didn't know what day it was. The only way they could find out was they had to go to a pope to ask them what day it was. What month it was, or what season it was, because they were so highly uneducated. So they had to go to a place where they could tell them anything they wanted to make them go. They could be like, "What year is it?" And they'd be like, "Oh, it's fucking 1832."
But like whatever the Pope said was fact.
They could go 3 days in a row, and the Pope would be like, "It's Tuesday." And still fucking Tuesday.
So like, really? The sun went down, the sun went back? Yeah, well, because it has to be through this.
Wednesday. Get over it.
Yeah. There's the interesting validity to what AJ's saying right now, and like I don't want to like kind of derail anything, but like, have you guys ever heard of Cadaver Synod?
No.
So I thought of this immediately when you said this, because like popes had like free reign back then to just like set any rules. And there's a story of Cadaver Synod, which is like a posthumous excavation of a pope.
Oh, you love this story.
I love this story. I've told Cody the story.
I found a podcast episode about it, too.
But it's really interesting. So there's this one pope that had a disagreement with another pope, and that first pope died. All right, and the second pope was so mad at this first pope for blasphemy that he dug him out of his fucking grave, put him on trial in a chair... No, he was a dead person.
Yeah.
He put this dead body in a chair and, like, removed him of his papal, status.
Yeah.
Removed him from being a pope and then buried him back in the fucking ground.
As
just a regular person.
But I think it's a good point to bring up because it goes with what AJ was saying is, like, they literally have all power.
Yeah.
Like, they can do shit from, like, making a pope not a pope even after he's died.
Right.
Or saying it's fucking Tuesday for an entire year.
Yeah.
Like,
dug him up, put him on trial, put him back in the fucking ground.
Yeah. And everyone's like,
Everyone's fine. Yeah, this is great. Yeah, I'm into it.
The church is fucking long.
They spend time.
Just fucking do what you gotta do. Yeah. As long as I get to sleep in on Saturdays, I'm fine.
Right? Yeah. What's a Saturday? Yeah. Tell me when that is.
So with that, like, there's a lot of things that, what he theorizes is that, like, people that have historical moments, like Charlemagne, who was one of the people that pretty much united Europe at the beginning, saying that he could have either not been real, or, it, like, you know, Europe just kind of figured their own things out, or it was
different. Yeah, Charlemagne's, he's a great mythical, like, hero.
Yeah, so people don't really know 100% if he's real, but there are, like, documents of his stuff. But he's saying, it's like, he was, like, probably one of the, like, really early on conspiracy theorists, where he was just like, well, there's evidence that they alter documents all the time.
Yeah.
And who's to say, like, they just made up all these people, you know, types of things. So, you know, a lot of people who are, like, agnostic or atheist believe that the Bible was created purely because it was, a law book.
Yeah.
Like, but it was something where, like, nobody was following the law, so, like, well, let's create a religion around our laws.
And create an idol to
set the example. Yeah, so a lot of people theorize, like, those are kind of hand-in-hand, kind of the same type of situation, is that, the Pope and everybody like that were like, we gotta control these people, so how about we just tell them, this is what happened. And like I said, with them changing over the Gregorian calendar, there's like 300 years that needed to be filled in. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think that they just wrote stuff in to just cover their bases so that it would lead up to when Otto's the Third was presumed to reign his time when they altered the document from there.
Well, was that like can you fill it in with whatever? Like, can you
just... Which is like Charlemagne and like the Tang Dynasty and things like that. Like those types of things happening were those things in there.
Is it like something that like, okay, so like, you know, Nostradamus or something like predicting the future? Like, is it something that you just like kind of, you know, think about, like, oh, this might happen in these 300 years?
Because even, like, things were, because a fun twist around this, which I'm getting back to, is the reason why it was developed in 1986 was because Herbie was invited to a convention in Munich to discuss how many fake documents have been found.
Okay.
Because it was so bad that they were finding so many fake, like...
So they were trying to figure out how many discrepancies do we really have in our history.
Yeah, and so Herbie was there for that. And that's why it was developed in 1986, because he was at that conference in Munich, was like,
gotcha.
What the fuck? Like, there's so much stuff that we thought was true and it's not.
Yeah.
And, like, so that everybody got together, like, almost like a UN type of thing. They all got together and were like, we're going to figure this all out and be like, what is real and what's fake? And Herbie was pretty much like finding out all, this is what he did, this is what he found out, and this is what he presented later on. Like, dude, this is like weird, like that all these transitions and everything like that as well too.
Did you just raise your hand?
Yeah.
I don't want to cut you off. Like,
well, I wanted to lead into that. I wanted to lead into that because I feel like that's a good...
You raised your hand like a child.
I thought it was appropriate.
It was very nice. Yes. I don't want to take that away from you.
I feel like I cut you guys off a lot.
No, because I knew that you wanted to say something, but I wanted to say that part because I wanted to be like, okay, well, that's where he's coming from. This is where he like randomly thought of doing it.
No, and I'm glad you thought of it because my questions are not related.
Okay.
To what you just said. Mm. I actually have two random questions.
How did babies get made?
Yes. You keep saying the Gregorian calendar?
Yes.
What is that named after? Because I just keep thinking of Grigori Rasputin.
It's like, it was somebody who was, I think,
Gregory.
Like somebody who like...
Yeah, but it's Russian, so they say Grigori.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's how you say his name, Grigori Rasputin.
No, I'm not arguing.
Don't talk about my man.
I believe you.
Oh, God, take a step back.
Jesus.
They're bumping chests right now, guys.
You look him.
Oh,
respect him.
God, if you could just see the way Cody looked at me for making a light joke.
Let's just say we don't want Cody looking at you like
this. God, I don't know if you're kill me or fuck me. Jesus Christ.
Hey, both. You choose the order.
Fuck die.
Fuck
Thank
die.
You. Right. I want to be alive for that, but
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it depends.
My get ready for disappointment.
2 minutes of crying.
Yeah, dude. My asshole's probably so sweet, like untouched.
Oh.
You wouldn't last a minute in
that. I'm glad Brendan wasn't here for this.
Ripe fruit.
So, why is it called... You just... It's named after somebody, I guess?
Yeah, it holds like that, to be honest. It, like, through my, quote-unquote, 20 minutes of research... while watching Twilight Zone.
Because you're a hack.
No, you're so smart.
I know, you were smart. You were smart.
Whoa.
Through that time, it never mentioned, like...
Okay, that's fine.
The other calendars, yes, but I was like, that's a lot of fodder. That
I wanted
to kind of, like, more talk about, like, us.
It was just, like, every time you said it, I just, like, thought wrestling.
Yeah, pretty much it's just, I mean, maybe. But it was invented...
No, it's way later.
It was, yeah, I was going to say, because I was like, it was invented way earlier.
Yeah.
But
my other question, or not question, but comment was, you when you were talking about things made up in time, like Charlemagne, you also threw in the Tang Dynasty, but that's not made up. The Tang Dynasty was a dynasty in China who withstood Genghis Khan.
Yes. Mm. So...
You know we're all related to that guy.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's really... He fucked so much.
Yeah.
Like, Genghis Khan did so much fucking...
Yeah.
Like, we're all related
to
him.
Like, literally, like, half of the planet.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think it's, I think I read somewhere it was 8% of the planet is related to him.
I'll say 50.
So, you can say whatever you want, but
no, like, yeah, it's a lot. It's, well, even 8%.
8% of the entire planet is related to Gabe Strawn.
8% of 7 billion.
That guy was just fucking so
calculate
much.
Calculate that. How much is that?
I don't know. 8% of 7 billion.
Fucking calculations.
Yeah, but see, okay, but that's
no. Why?
Was there a reason you threw in the Tang Dynasty?
That's during that time, and that's one of the arguments that they have. But one of the like for people to negate.
Are we doing 7 or 8 billion? It's at 8 billion now, right? We're up to
7.
7.5 billion
change.
Because that's during the 300 time period that a lot of people say that there's proof of it. But then again, I would say that if Herbie was here, he would argue that like, well, how do you know that document is not real? Mm. So,
sorry, I just when you said this, I just my his. Like you just said, my history teacher fucking shit went, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah. 60 million people.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fucking people.
That can't be right.
That's right.
Richard. No, he didn't fuck 60 million people. No, I'm thinking of him fucking 60
million. No, like they brand.
60 million people can trace it back
to
him.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's okay. I was thinking of Genghis Khan fucking 60 million people.
No, he fucked thousands, though.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
60 million is degrees of separation.
Wait, is it? How do we do the math? Is it 7.5 billion by times 0.008?
No.
Is that right?
No, 0.08.
No, that could be. That's 80. 0.08 is 80.
It's not 0.08.
No, it's 0.08.
Yeah, that's what I said. 0.08.
Oh, it says 600 million.
600 million.
Is it 600 million?
Which is even more.
Yeah.
You said 60 earlier.
I know, and I was still...
Yeah, I was going to say, why aren't you more shocked right now? Yeah.
I've been shocked this whole time.
You added a zero.
I'm consistently in shock.
And dude, that's like...
My eyebrows aren't this high for no reason.
600 million, that's like the population of a state.
I was just curious how to do the math.
He fucked California.
Yeah.
600 million? That's... Oh, yeah.
Actually, California's in the million.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was like in the millions.
Well, I heard recently that, like, okay, so LA County and Australia have the same population.
Look at the population of California.
Which, no, come on, don't make me do work. Okay, fine.
Real quick, and we're back to AJ.
But the population...
So we said 600 million, right?
600 million.
Okay. The pop of California is Coca-Cola.
The population of Coca-Cola.
Population of Coca-Cola is everybody on the planet. How about just Los Angeles? Let's do that. 4 million. So
not even close.
600 divided by 4.
Why didn't you just type in California?
I don't know, because it autocorrected to Los Angeles. And I got to that.
California, Los Angeles. It sounds like you're typing something else.
Population of California, you guys. But yeah, they're being really fucking needy.
But
you
know, you pick up your phone over there, I'm putting you to work.
So, but like, what happened during the time period where like the Pope?
Yes,
39 and a half million. Sorry, AJ. 39.
So that's
still not even close.
And no, not even close.
So we have ads, right? I'm just gonna refill this.
It's ad refill time.
Yeah,
ad refill time.
What if we just did like a Manifest Destiny and just said ads for people?
We've done that a few times.
No, we haven't. Yeah, We have. So,
like, all right, we're back.
Amazon.
And we're back.
All right, AJ.
Because also in his research, what they said is like, all these cool things happen, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But exactly in that period of time where he like kind of said like the math of like where it's missing, math, he said it's like really boring.
I'm sure he was doing a lot of math back then.
Well, that's bullshit then.
Yeah, he's
so like, he's trying to tell everyone on the fucking planet that we erased 350 years, but he's like, don't worry, it was boring.
No, he's saying that like he's saying that when they changed the calendar, there was this time period, and it matches with this time period that looks like somebody was like, yeah, we had a sandwich, yeah, because they were just like filling in time logs.
So who cares if it was?
He's saying that's more proof that like they're saying that, like they didn't make up anything. Really, until like some, they're like, oh, well, this guy became the ruler, so now let's make this fucking dope.
Well, I just feel like that would
be
more validating for him to say, like, if it would be more validating for him if he said this time period is important rather than like, because
you're right,
it was boring.
Mm-hmm.
I already checked out. I don't think you said it was boring. I don't fucking care.
Well, is he a proponent?
I'll just go with the Gregorian.
Is he a proponent for the time missing, or is he a proponent for forgetting the time missing?
It's Herbie. Yeah, I know that. I get it's Herbie.
No, but what I'm saying is, Herbie like, hey, these fucking years are missing? Or is he like, hey, don't worry about it, these years are missing, like, kind of thing?
No, he's
like,
saying, he's saying these years are missing.
Yeah.
They're saying they're not, but, and they filled in the gap with, like, this boring shit that looks kind of like somebody was just, like, kind of, like, just, like, oh, let's just fill in this time.
But why go on a tirade?
That's what I'm saying. Like
why do that?
Is he trying to, like, figure out what really happened, or is he just doing a PSA? It's like, hey, there's time missing, but don't worry, guys. Right. It's just boring.
Rainbow star, the more you know.
I'm saying, look, so it's like,
say it faster.
Okay. I'll put it in a way that you can understand. So you go, say you did something that you weren't supposed to do, and someone's asking you about it, you would think of something really boring and stupid, right?
No,
I'd make an elaborate lie.
Yeah.
I would say so many different things.
If you were
trying
to convince somebody?
Oh, yeah, I'd make it so elaborate that they'd stop thinking about it altogether.
You put a truth in the lie.
I would make so many things up, like, oh, this happened.
If
that, would you think that would bring attention to yourself?
If I killed a king and overthrew an empire, I wouldn't be like, I made a sandwich.
No, the way to trick somebody into thinking that's into what you're not thinking is, like, just telling them so many fake things that they don't even know where to start with.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, assholes.
The truth.
Yeah.
With a lie.
He manipulates the truth so much that
people...
But people get so tired of your lies that they stop checking. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like we're attacking you a lot.
I'm sorry.
I will say I'm very proud that you brought notes today.
Yeah, you did.
I feel like you took a page from me.
You had a legal pad.
Yeah, don't look at that page.
Okay.
There's a lot of penises on it.
Okay.
Yay!
God, you're good at fucking art, dude.
What are you talking about? That's so shitty.
No, but you're a natural artist.
Stop looking at
that.
But
you're a natural artist. No, you're an artist. Come on, the people need to know. Adrian Cervoso is an artist.
All right, okay, so... Okay, my big question, and hopefully this gets back on track.
There's this thing
on
his notepad that says how to drop girls' panties?
Works every time.
60% of the time, it works every time.
It goes for 40 pages.
It works, but it's consistent.
Okay, so I have a question, and hopefully...
51st dates.
It gets us back on track.
It's your first bases.
So we've said...
Eye contact. Mm. I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm making eye contact.
You two just got the first base.
That took me a second. I forgot that you...
Wait, you got the second? You and AJ got the second base?
I was fast.
Congrats, you two. I'm so proud of you.
I don't know if we talked about that on episode, so people are probably very confused.
We totally did.
Yeah, you did.
That was episode three or four. Okay.
Yeah, because we're talking about
five or six actually.
No, five.
What number are we on?
This is nine.
It's nine. Okay.
Is it or is it ten?
No, this is nine.
It's New Year's and it's nine.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
So, okay, my question...
She did better than that.
My question
she
is...
She did good at math.
I have back? Is that
I
what
said you're good at math.
Oh, you said CJ's got back.
CJ's got back.
Well, you do. But
yes, I have a nice butt.
Okay, so my question is... We've discussed... Okay, so there was a time skip where we transitioned from time record keeping. Certain things were left out. People have changed times. Well, the church has changed times to reflect that this guy liked his reign to be this to this. And this guy discovered it. Herbie discovered it in 86. What is his goal? What is his end game?
He's trying to prove that, like, shit ain't real.
But,
like,
why?
Wait, no, just think about that, Cody. Think about, just dawn on that for a second. Because, like...
We're living a lie.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what he's talking about.
But what,
like,
does it change, though?
It doesn't change much except for your perception, I think. It's more of... I don't know what I'm talking about.
So what we're
okay,
going
no,
on...
No, I get what you're
well,
saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I get what you're saying. I'm
think
just...
about, like, you've been living a lie kind of thing.
I mean, my
like,
life...
what could happen in his missed time is his theory.
Well, we're
like,
not 350 years old. Neither was Herbie.
It's okay. Like, that doesn't matter what happened to you. It matters what happened to them, and it matters what happened during this period.
But they're dead.
But I'm saying that he's saying that
being so resolute.
Why are you being a Scully and not Mulder?
I mean,
saying. Mulder
like,
with us, buddy.
Okay. I'll Mulder.
You're being
very
resolute,
okay.
Which is like very endgame.
Okay. Oh wait. Oh wait.
Yes, and.
Yeah, you're an improv team.
Okay.
So,
I'll wait. Please, Mulder me.
So think of what could happen with 350 years difference, and you know somebody saying that like. I don't know, AJ, take it from here. Come on.
Well, no, I thought you had it. So
no, I didn't.
Oh.
Hop in.
Yeah, so pretty much what he's like trying to say is that like we followed a certain calendar that was following the sun and its orbit and things like that. You know, we have the Mayan calendar following like orbits and like seasons and things like that. Why did we change the Gregorian calendar and why did we technically add 300 and whatever years? Why did we have to do
that? So what's missing?
So why did they do that and why did they add stuff and what is missing? And why are we saying that all this stuff happened when it could have not happened? Because we have proven evidence that they are altering documents. The reason why Herbie Herbie came to this conclusion because it was so much that was proven. It's proven. You can fact check it. That there was so much forged historical documents that we've been saying have been true for hundreds and hundreds of years from other previous historians.
Yeah.
Right, dude. The fucking library.
Because it's recent. 1991 is when he came out with this.
This sounds like
Herbie
a fucking.
Still kicking?
No, this sounds like fucking.
No, not anymore.
Herbie dead? Okay.
Like the Library of Alexandria, like being burnt to the ground. These are like. This is like
the
same
thing.
Like, it's like they know something they don't want you to know. So what happened in those years that they don't want you to know?
And they just made up and we just have to go, yep, because we weren't there. Like you said, they're dead. Who cares? Well, they're dead, so we can't ask them.
So this
no proof. Yeah,
this whole thought is that they're... Okay, so we're seeing it as one day they wrote the year 1000, the next day they wrote the year 1350. What it actually was, there actually was three different years that changed and they just adjusted the dates.
Yeah, so
that's what you're saying.
Yeah. So think of
that's what Herbie's saying.
Think of this missing time. It's missing time.
Okay.
So what could they have done, like as a sinister thing? Like what could they have, you know, been, you know, up to in these years that they don't want us to know,
or not?
Okay.
Or not.
That's what.
Fine.
That's,
I like how you're both pleading to me.
No, I'm
you're
looking at you because you're being a dick the whole time.
I'm not being a dick.
Well, you're not being a dick, but you know,
like a detective.
You're both like trading onto each other and then looking at
and
me.
And then we're just shutting you because you just keep shutting us down. I'm playing with you guys.
Okay,
like,
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
Benjamin Radford over here keeps shutting us down with science, and I don't want to know that.
Benjamin Radford.
I'm sitting over here with Herbie.
Listen.
Just sitting over there with Scully.
Yeah. Like, okay, so what do they not want us to know?
Gotcha. Okay, I feel you.
What happened?
Like, why are they doing that? Why do they need to do that?
Yeah, what's the need? Is
what's
it, was
of,
there
what's
another...
What's the story?
Well, there could have been, like, another genocide, like another, you know, like...
A culling?
Yeah, something like that. Like, something they want to protect. Like, you know, something, you know.
So, every time I look at a clock, I'm a piece of shit. And I understand that. Which, I'm always a piece of shit, so that's fine.
Yes.
And so no matter whether the clock's right or wrong, I'm always still a piece of shit.
Yay!
And that's okay, and I've come to terms with that.
Many years ago.
And you know what? That's fine. Like, okay. I'm wrong. I'm usually wrong.
But you wouldn't be wrong because you're dumb. You'd be wrong because you've been told.
Because I've been told I was wrong.
Which is the whole point of the whole thing.
I've been lied to this whole time.
Yeah. Which is what, like, that's what
I'm
saying.
Are you telling me, like, fucking Robin Williams to, the, whatever, like, Goodwill Hunting kind of thing? Like, it's not your fault kind of thing right now?
Yeah, it's not your
fault.
Like,
it's not your fault.
Stop doing that, man.
It's not your fault.
Scoot it out.
Can you hug me? No, it's not your fault. Shut up right now. It's not your fault. No, I don't care. And I'll just start crying at the end?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I feel good now.
Yeah, you'll get a good cry out.
Cody, it's not your fault.
Cody, it's not your fault.
Cody, look at me. Look at me in your eyes. It's not your fault.
Okay.
It's not your fault.
I've never seen Goodwill Hunting.
It's so good.
Okay.
What's his name?
Matt
Jason
Damon.
Bourne, I think.
Matt Damon.
Oh, Matt Damon.
I was going to say William Hunt.
William Hunt. Good William Hunting.
They just added Ian and...
Who are you hunting for? William Good.
William Good. William Bourne.
I'm looking for William Good. Have you seen him?
He's good.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, so, like, there has been, like, refutable evidence, but, like, you could say, too, that, like, oh, well, those were altered documents as well, too. Mm. So that's kind of where, like, his argument is, like, as much as you evidence, like, as we always say in conspiracy theories, as much as you say, well, there's this, you could say, nah, it's a lie. So that's kind of where he's coming from on that end, because he's because his research makes sense, but obviously, like, when you look outside of that particular isolated story, yes, like, there's, like I said, like, the Halley's Comet thing and everything like that, like, and, like, celestial things that are like, okay, well, no, well, if we follow that, then yeah. But, like, he does, like, say this, like, but they, you know, they widened, how come this is this, and the math, like, the math that's there is real. Like, that is true. That is what happened. So that's where it's, like, people still technically can't refute it, because they're like, well, that is true. They did, and the math does add up, where we're, like, we're missing this many years. And the Catholic, or, like, not the Catholic Church, but just, like, the Pope, when they were writing these things, they had that time missing, and then suddenly it was like, oh, we got it. We have it now.
So I think that, like, they were kind of, like, landing on a, like, a first episode kind of base here, where it's, like, there's a lot of evidence and there's a lot of data that prove this wrong. Do you know what I mean? Because it's, like, sure,
it But it's still, like, been noted by, like, everybody who refutes it goes, well, we can't 100% refute it because, like I said, there's when you do the math from the transition to the Gregorian calendar, there is those missing years.
Maybe I'm just not, like, thinking of it on the right wavelength, because I'm such a, like, a black and white guy when it comes to, like, fucking years
spent. You gotta be, like, in the middle.
Yeah, years spent and years lived. Like, it's very, you know, it's simple. It's either we've been around for this time or we haven't.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, I like, the idea of stealing time doesn't really make sense to me. And maybe it's just, like, you know, I'm not thinking of it on, like, the right wavelength and in the right mind. But, like, yeah, that's it, dude. Like, that's it. Like, I just, that's all I wanted to say. Like, I feel like it's super fucking interesting. What if years were stolen from you? Like, what if somebody picked your pocket of years?
Yeah.
Like, that's weird. That sucks.
Just stuff you thought was real is not real.
Yeah. And then somebody inserted their own reality just to fucking make way for those ideas. Like,
make somebody look good, too.
That would suck really bad. That would be really, like, you know, devious and sinister. Like, just for somebody to insert their own reality in mind. Like, I would hate that.
Yeah.
I'd feel used. That's, you know, that sucks.
And I think that's where, like, Herbie was just like, I need to be an advocate of this type of stuff. And, like, went for it and did that type of thing.
It's got stuff. And it's just, it's weird stuff. And it's on a different plateau that I don't vibrate on.
Yeah.
You know?
So, no?
Nah. I don't know. But, like, no. Like, yeah. Like, like, what's that?
Fucking, it hurts to think about.
Like, what's that meme? Like, big if true? You know what I mean? Like, oh, big if true, bro. Like, big if true. I just, like, it doesn't affect anything around me.
Well, you could be living in the year 1720.
Well,
back to what I said.
Like, so, myths we've done, I'd be like, oh, that would be scary if that existed, or that'd be weird if that existed on our, you know, time. But if you fuck with time, the only thing that matters to me is the time I've been around.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't care if you fuck with their time.
Because it's,
like,
relative. It's relative.
Well, like, it's like, if you fucked with my dad's time, I can give a shit. Like, I don't care. It's my time.
But everything you know is not
but
real.
But it's because I'm selfish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's because I'm a naturally bad person.
Yeah, well, we talked about it.
And AJ, you're so smart. Like,
I'm not smart.
No, you are smart. I just don't know how you're, like, so high and so smart all the time. Like, it's like your fucking IQ is 420.
It's like it doesn't make any sense. What is it? How, like, high? The way where they, like, they invent a weed that just makes them...
Yeah. No, I'm too dumb for this. That's what it is.
Oh,
I'm too dumb.
Not too dumb.
And I can't handle the fact of my time being taken away. So
because it doesn't affect you.
It's a no for me, but it's a no with, you know, an asterisk that
and
says,
a winky face.
Too dumb.
Too dumb.
Can't handle.
Well, Cody, I know you don't think you're too dumb for this.
No. Cody's a smart person.
I'm the smartest dumb person.
Well, you also wouldn't call yourself dumb. CJ is apparently very self-loving.
Very fine with it. It's okay.
I'm dumb to a point, but no, I don't believe this at all. I think, one, on CJ's point, what the fuck does it matter? Like, it's not my time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's what I've said the whole time, and which, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to combat you the whole time.
What? No, you didn't.
I feel like I was a little bit combative.
He totally did, by the way.
I, you know,
We took a technical difficulty.
I feel like I was a little combative, and but it was a topic that it was a good topic, and it got me heated, like to the point where I'm like, who the fuck cares? So 350 years went missing 2 millennia ago. Get the fuck over it.
Right.
And some guy in the 80s gives a shit. That's whatever.
You've been lied to. You don't care?
No. You can tell me the 1700s happened in the 1400s. Guess what? They were still on fucking shit.
Game of Thrones never happened.
Yeah, well, that sucks. But, like, you can tell me...
For them. That's the point. Sucks for them.
You can tell me not Columbus didn't sail it in 1492. He sailed it in fucking 1500. Who cares? He still sailed it. It still happened. Dude, you just give me a different number. I don't give a shit.
Mm.
So, no. Like, and then also, who's to say that... Okay, so, at this point in time... In 86, we're discovering that the calculations were wrong. What if back then they thought they had the calculations right and that it was wrong before and they just miscalculated and that's all that happened and now we corrected it and now we think it's a conspiracy? That is the conspiracy.
Well, they purposely changed it for that dude.
That conspiracy was that one guy
was like, I just want to rule longer. Maybe they just didn't have anything. Like, they were okay, fine.
Well, they altered history to do that.
They didn't alter history. How much longer did they make his reign?
You know what the problem is, you guys? It's because we're too sober for this. I think that this is the first episode.
We are way too enlightened.
Very sober. And we haven't, you know, like...
Then again, there was one where we got too drunk. And
yeah. Like, oh, we gotta find...
There's a happy medium.
We gotta find the middle ground.
The vampires was a happy medium.
Was that a happy medium?
That was a happy medium.
Okay.
It was a happy story.
It was a happy story.
Well, like, you believe in vampires, but you don't believe in this? That's so weird.
It's too factual.
I did that, too. I did the same thing.
It's bureaucratic.
Like, I'm just saying, like, what I was saying, like, so one guy said, I just want to rule longer on paper... Some guy just fucking probably appeased him. It was like, okay, cool, there you go.
But it's just...
It doesn't change anything.
Oh, whiteout was invented in the 90s, my man. How would he do that?
Because they didn't white it out.
Gotcha.
Riddle me that back.
Fucking sniped you, my man.
Because they just wrote it down then and filed it away. Like, same way they dug up a pope and made him not a pope.
But what I'm saying is like...
They whited him out.
I love that story so much.
But it's not just one incident. Like I said, like, he discovered this after the fact of they actually had to have a full-on meeting in Munich.
I agree.
To show that, like... There's so much falsification.
Yes, there are. I was just saying that one guy is like as a martyr for it, but
right.
He's one of many.
To what you asked me, no, I don't buy it.
Right.
Mainly because at the end of the day, who the fuck cares in the year 2018? Like,
well, AJ,
it's the year 1720. We're painted for gold and riding horses. I wish.
Yeah. It's topical.
I need some gold.
Red Dead Redemption 2, topical.
Oh, yeah. God.
AJ's...
But no,
AJ, what are you? Like, put it...
Where are you at? You brought it.
I brought it, so I obviously, like, think that, like,
yeah, put your cap on this apple cider vinegar.
Doesn't mean you have to believe it.
Yeah, you don't have to.
I don't think CJ really thinks Sir summoning Sheba.
No, never. What did I say, 50-50, I think, on that one?
Yeah.
I want to do the math of what all of us have thought, like, all our percentages.
And then in the end of our season,
I'll tell you.
CJ really doesn't believe much.
Well, I think I believe the most.
I know. Well, I'm not being...
Cody, I think, is the most skeptical.
Probably. I think I knew the vampire was about it.
Yeah.
I'm the smoking man in the corner.
Yeah.
The smoking man in the corner.
Smoking.
The one that doesn't smoke.
Yeah.
Mulder,
okay, so Scully,
I mean, AJ, what do you got, dude? Where are you at?
Well, I don't think it's so... Like, I believe, like... I think, like, kind of, like, CJ? Like, I believe, like, bits and pieces... Like, I do believe, obviously, like, okay, why the fuck did we change all this stuff? And the only reason why it affects me is because, like, you know, I studied art history when I was in college, and I was, like, going to be an art history teacher and all those things. So, like, a lot of those things, that affects me. Because, like, a lot of stuff that I thought the reasoning for what they were done, if this is true, then it's, like, all the stuff that I learned and everything like that is, like, very altered and different. Like, my theory of something that I have a big, huge passion for is altered. So that, that's where I got affected by it.
Fine, yeah.
But, like, there's obviously, like, all this proof and all those things. And I actually like the idea of following under, like, a sundial more than anything else. I think that's kind of, like, more nifty. I hate daylight savings time.
Yeah, it's useless.
Hate it.
Fuck Ben Franklin.
Why?
Yeah, sorry.
Why?
Sorry, farmers.
Ben Franklin, he's a fucking...
I love farmers. You're great.
They don't even use it anymore.
No,
they don't,
but like, it's dark when I go to work and it's dark when I go off work. Like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I heard, like, that too. That, like, they don't use it anymore. So it's like,
I get what you're saying because the calendar doesn't make any sense. Like, if you fucking, if we had 13 months, every fucking month would have 28 days.
Yeah, don't fuck with my shit.
Just and we kind of say to February, go fuck yourself.
That's what I'm saying. If we did 13 months, everything would be even. We wouldn't have leap years. I get it. It's dumb.
Yeah, so screw those guys for screwing everything up. Yeah, so that's why I'm like, hey, these fucking dudes change all
I'm
this
with
shit.
That. Yeah. I'm with, like, let's do a podcast about you fuck those dudes.
Next month, well, let's say it's fucktember.
We'll do it in February because it's January 31st now.
Fuckuary.
Fuck Temuary. Fuck Themuary.
March. Fuck Themuary.
Farch.
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 Larry the Cable Guy. Farch. Go on.
So yeah, so I mean, I believe that like they have the capability to do that stuff because the one thing that's
you think there was some muckery.
Yeah, I think that they messed with some shit to just make people do stuff what they wanted. Like I said, like illiteracy was huge, so they didn't. Like,
yeah, didn't matter.
Would just come up and be like, is it Christmas? And they're like, no. And I'm like,
That is a weird thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually never knew that.
Because you have to trust them.
Yeah.
Like, what day is it, good sir?
Yeah, you'd have to trust them because you're an
idiot. It's fuckuary. Congratulations.
Yeah. Get ready.
We got a whole year of it.
A whole year of fuckuary.
Guess what tomorrow is? The fuckery.
Yeah.
That's a long month. I can tell you that much. Yeah. So, like, so those type of things, like, it kind of makes me skeptical, and I there's, like, proof of, like, there has been altercations of historical documents left and right, so I wouldn't see it past them to do something like that. Right. I don't know what the maliciousness of it is or anything like that.
Yeah, it could be very benign.
It could be like, oh, whoops.
Good point.
Yeah. You're kind of just going to fuck up. So, and there's a lot of, and there, not a lot, but there's a good amount of evidence where I'm like, oh shit, like that's not real. But I just thought it'd be good to bring up because we're talking about New Year's and the calendar and things like
that.
Really
like that was a really topical point. I really like that point. Is that like conspiracies don't have to hurt people?
True. Yeah.
Do you know what they just be conspiracies? Like, you know, on a even keel.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
And this is a very time-appropriate topic. That was really good. Yeah.
Because we're going in the new year, man. And it's not the year
again.
You did. What did you do? You didn't do anything.
No, you're fine. CJ's Games Corner. No, I'm just kidding.
Did you bring
never.
We need to bring it back.
It's been like an hour and 10 minutes. I'll bring back CJ's Games Corner very soon. Okay. I downloaded a soundboard app on my phone.
Oh, nice.
And it's gonna have a lot of different.
All right.
It won't just be train noises.
Next episode is episode 10.
10.
We're bringing back Games Corner.
CJ's Games Corner for episode 10.
Episode 10, special episode.
Yeah.
Finale.
Season finale. Well, do we
not
have seasons?
Really, no.
Whatever you
we're
want
gonna,
season to be.
No, we're just going to keep doing it.
Mid-season finale.
Let's get it. Let's get into it. Let's get into the end. Come on.
All right, guys. Well, thank you, AJ. That was awesome.
Thank you, AJ. I appreciate
that was a really good topic.
Yeah. I'm sorry we came at you so hard. But
you're very passionate.
I think,
that's what we do here.
You brought a topic that just, like, made me and CJ want more, and we jumped into it head first.
Yeah, it's hard to, like, find out a lot more about it. Like, a lot of the information just kept, like, looping around. I don't know how much he did before they were like, you're fucking crazy. And just, pulled a plug on him or something like that.
Kind of set you up.
Yeah, there's, like, somebody wrote a book about it.
Herbie
like,
set you up.
Yeah, Herbie just
You got fully loaded by Herbie.
Yeah. He gave you a loaded topic.
But yeah, so that is the episode. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
Cheers, guys.
Oh, yes. Cheers. Yeah,
cheers.
Yeah.
Drinks, let's clink them.
Oh my god.
That was a clunk, not a clink.
But yeah, if you guys are listening to us, thank you. Please keep following us on Instagram. Post your suggestions. Email us at
redacted contact@gmail.com.
Why do you always forget that?
I always forget
it every week.
Because I just want to say redacted@gmail.
Okay. No, it's not.
Well, then it's the Redacted Podcast at the Redacted Podcast on Instagram. You can listen to us on anything, whatever you're listening to us right now. If you're like, this is inconvenient, well, you can go on literally anything that is
wherever you want.
If Spotify's not for you, go to iTunes. If you don't want that, go to fucking
Google Podcasts.
Like,
whatever.
Stitcher, we're on everything like that. Just search the Redacted Podcast or Redacted Podcast. But like I said, if you have any suggestions or anything like that, email us, DM us on Instagram or anything like that as well, too.
Slide in.
Yes. So what I want us to do, though, if anybody's listening to this at the appropriate time, we're going to do a countdown for New Year's.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
And then we're going to end the episode right at the
end. And we'll cheers episode. Again.
AJ, that'd be so fun.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
So starting 1, 2, 3.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!